Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Yes, DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. Get all kinds of casino games right from home. You can play blackjack and roulette and other table games with live dealers. What you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN, and you get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. I'm joined by Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker, he'll be coming along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Boys, let's start with you, Andy. How are you doing this fine day?
Doing fine, Jim. Thank you. Ready for summer solstice? Everybody ready? This weekend, longest day of the year.
There you go. You got to go out and hit the golf course, play 36 holes, Andy. How about you, Bob? Everything good in downtown Harrisburg?
Everything's fine. I was not aware of summer solstice, but now that Andy's brought that up, I got to get prepped.
I provide information, Bob. I provide valuable information. Meaningless, but valuable.
All right. Let's move on to some Penn State talk, boys. Let's start. Andy, I'll start with you. Noah Cain met with the media this week. The big takeaway is just a little reminder that COVID-19 still exists out there. He had several in his family infected, and it's a little bit of a wake-up call for those of us who are just thinking about college football, isn't it?
Yeah, his family was pretty deeply impacted, I guess is the best way to say it. There were a couple things that took away. One is his family was deeply impacted, and the disease is still, you know, the pandemic is still being run by the disease. But the other thing was that it took him a lot longer to come back from injury. You know, the injury that he had last year, he was slow to heal, and that had a huge impact on the second half of his season. That was kind of a guess you were able to make based on, you know, the number of carries and minutes. But did he actually say, Bob or Jim, what the injury was? I don't recall that he did he?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I'm pretty sure it was an ankle.
It was a lower leg or something. Yeah, but that is what stuck out to me.
And he got hurt, I believe it was the Michigan State game early. He was starting that game, and really, you didn't really see him bounce back until the bowl game. That's when he looked like his old self. He just never was quite right after that.
Yeah, and as you alluded to, Andy, we probably all could have guessed that that was going on. And I understand James Franklin not wanting to address injuries, but sometimes the negative effect to that is it leaves us all guessing, you know, how long is this taking to recover, and getting regular updates on it, even if it's just, hey, look, you know, he's not quite ready yet. You know, that would be helpful. The other player that met with the media this week, Bob, was Micah Parsons. And it was interesting because we've been talking for a couple weeks about the number of players that are returning in the first phase, the 75. But in another reminder that, you know, these guys aren't just football players. There's more to them. Micah was not in that first phase. He chose to stay back until next week and actually celebrate Father's Day with his father and with his son.
Right, right. Little perspective there, Micah, kind of just showing you you know, that he's, you know, he's in a little bit of a different situation, Jimmy. And I think it's a little bit of a sign of maturity. I think Penn State kind of knows what they have in Micah Parsons. So if somebody wanted to report a little bit later and maybe not, he's a kid that's always in pretty good shape, if not tip top shape. But yeah, to hear him talk about putting family first, I was a little bit refreshing. And then, as I said, I don't think Penn State's going to have a lot of worries about Micah physically or conditioning wise. The guy never came off the field pretty much for 2 years, and you know, every snap he just brought his A game.
Yeah, and the other part to that is I think he's now a veteran. He's proven himself. I think this shows a little bit of respect back and forth between the coaching staff and the players. And I think as fans and media folks, there's nobody out there saying, how come he wasn't there 2 weeks ago with the other guys? I don't think anyone has a problem with it, right, Andy?
He's a returning All-American, right? He's a first-team returning All-American. And it's not like Micah has ever shown that disposition of, like, that arrogance without a reason, that he kind of was part of his DNA in high school, although he was just really, really good. But the interesting thing I found, and I've known Micah for 7 years now. Oh my gosh, 7 or 8 years. He was never short of a voice, right? He's always had something to say. He has never struggled to have a voice. I think when he said when he was talking during his interview about being a leadership and having more of a vocal leadership, that kind of surprised me because Micah has never been a just shut up and play kind of player. But I think learning the new position and the way it went with, you know, middle linebacker, outside linebacker, sharing time, I think he's been more of a shut up and play guy at Penn State in terms of compared to his high school days. And now he's ready to use his voice as a leader. And I think that's a very, very valuable asset that Penn State's going to learn. Their whole defense is going to learn about. Maybe he's the guy calling the plays. You think he's the leader of the defense and the guy calling the signals, Bob?
I wouldn't want to put too much on Micah's plate. He's a sharp kid. I just think you turn him loose and let him do what he did in the Memphis game. I think Ellis Brooks is probably going to be that guy. They got five leaders on defense that I think are pretty strong, pretty obvious candidates. Micah's one. Shaka Toney in his own way as a leader. Maybe not a vocal guy, but a guy that has the respect of everyone on the team. And, you know, when he says something, people listen. I think PJ Mustipher, the third-year defensive tackle, is also kind of, much like Micah, growing into a leadership role and is well-respected. And on the back end, obviously, Lamont Wade is a leader, and I think Tariq Castro-Fields would be a leader. I think they have five really good leaders on that defense, three seniors and two third-year juniors. So I think leadership is going to definitely be one of the strengths on a defense that's already one of the most athletic defenses maybe in the country.
And just as we've been talking about Micah Parsons here, just a reminder, in quarter number two on Tucker's Tape, in Ross's positional review series, we are going to be talking linebackers today. So that should be a lot of fun. All right, guys, this happened. This can't be necessarily considered news, but it's my first chance to talk to the two of you about it. Quarterback Michael Johnson Jr. has chosen to enter the transfer portal. This happened like last Sunday. We received the news. I'll start with you, Andy. I wouldn't call this any surprise. Maybe it happened a little sooner than we thought between him and Roberson. We thought once one was declared the leader, we might see the other one enter the portal. So any surprises here to you?
I think Bob's called this for a year. He's like, eventually there's going to be just no room at the end. You got to remember, it starts at the top, right? Sean Clifford still has eligibility wise. Sean Clifford could be your starting quarterback in 2020 and 2021 if he chooses, right? So at the top of the food chain, you already have your starter from last year who, oh, by the way, has two more years of eligibility left. They already have a rock solid number two in Will Levis that has a little bit of eligibility left as well. So it's slim pickings on the back end. It's going to be a crowded room, and they're bringing in a recruit in the 2020 class from Vegas. One was always going to go. And athletically, you always like Michael Johnson Jr. better than Taquan Roberson. But whatever they did in that 1 year of development together, Roberson showed the Penn State coaching staff that he was the better option as number three. And that means somebody had to be on the outside looking in. Nobody's surprised.
Well, and Bob, I have to imagine, too, part of this is whenever we talk about these recruits, these players who come in from long distance, he was from Oregon. His dad's a college football coach. And I guess during this COVID time, he was back home with his parents in Mississippi. You almost feel like that adds to the situation a bit, too, while being away from the team and very far away. Do you think that was a factor in this decision, Bob?
I think definitely that could have played a role. I would say this. I think what Andy said is right. I mean, the path to playing time for Michael Johnson was just going to be difficult for him to get on the field. He was far from a finished product when he got to Penn State. And if you just think about it, by the end of your first year, typically you're a redshirt. If you're not kind of right in the thick of it to be the backup your second year, you got some thinking to do. I'm not so sure this is the end of the transfer portal in the quarterback room, because if the top two guys are going to be around for 2 and then 3 years, I think that Micah Bowens, you know, if he turns some heads pretty early, I think that Roberson will have some things to think about, because you don't want to be the number three guy on the depth chart, because you're usually depending on an injury to kind of see the field. Sean Clifford, you saw early in his redshirt freshman year when he threw that deep pass to Daniel George that he had some arm talent. He played well against Pittsburgh. And, you know, immediately Trace McSorley won the backup job, beating out Michael O'Connor when he got on campus. You need to make a quick move, I think, on the depth chart, or else you're going to be looking around.
And whenever you're in a situation like this where he and Roberson were in the same class, you'll see one takes the lead. That means someone falls behind. So if you fall behind someone either in your own class or in a later class, that's a pretty good indicator that the transfer portal might be part of your future when you're at the quarterback position. All right, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two with Ross Tucker. We're going to take a look at the linebacker position.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.